Hello, this is your goddess Bella. I want you to relax. Be in a place where you can just let go. Nothing in the world exists right now except you and me. If possible, use headphones. But if not, you can also listen in the background. Nice deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. Good. Now this file will take you down and toy with you, tease you, and tempt you. If you haven't yet closed your eyes, go on and do that. And this session is going to do more than that. It's going to give you a purpose, a goal. Now imagine for a moment in your mind's eye, as you let yourself drift, imagine yourself standing just a few steps away. How many? Well, I guess that's part of the challenge. I guess you've been a little naughty, somewhat resistant to obedience. Then again, maybe all there is to do is just obey. Maybe this is just another opportunity to show how much you can follow my words. Should I make it easy for you? Or should I make it really, really difficult? Let's see. I'll take a few more steps back while you stay right there. And I will tell you exactly what we're going to do. In a moment, I'm going to ask you to step towards me. Every step, however, has an effect on you. It makes you deeper, heavier, slower, and all you have to do is touch my hands. I'll even make it easy for you and let them point towards you. All it takes is a few, maybe another few steps. Then again, it would be too easy if that's all there was to do, wouldn't it? It would be so much nicer if there was a difficulty in the challenge. A sort of wonderful exercise. If you make it, I'll put you into a deep trance. And if you lose, you'll have to suffer a mindless state of total immobility, too deep to move or escape. Do you think you can handle it? We'll see. As you undoubtedly get ready for the first step, I'll make sure that my words remind you that each and every step amplifies the power of my words over you. The closer you get, the deeper you go, the heavier your body becomes. So go ahead, take that first step in your mind's eye. Feel the effects on your body. The first one isn't too difficult yet. Raising your foot, moving it forward, planting it down, and feeling the wave of relaxation, of weight, of pulling down, coursing through your body. I wonder if the step was even smaller than you thought, if you moved forward a lot less than you were expecting. Of course, I still want you to move forward, deeper into trance, further into the depth from which you can't escape. Another step, perhaps. Can you still lift your leg? Moving it up and with great difficulty moving your foot forward, planting it down, and almost dropping to the floor. The weight on your body is becoming so intense. Every step is a Herculean effort to continue. It's so heavy, so deep, and as you hear my voice still echoing in your ears, another step, but you almost fail. You sink down to your knees. Come on, you can still keep going. I'm sure there's nothing wrong. It all just feels so nice, so right. So go on then. Show me how much you want to be in trance. By now, of course, sinking down seems like the better option. Down to your knees. Down, leaning on your hands. Yes, I'm sure this will make it a lot easier to keep moving. Deeper, closer, further into trance. The goal is to become so deep. And you know that if you were to touch my hand, you'd go completely deep into trance. And that's what you want, isn't it? You want to go even deeper. You can do it. I'm sure there's nothing holding you back from moving forward. Even though your body is so heavy that even lifting your arms takes so much effort. You're so close, though. I'm sure it's only one, maybe two, perhaps three more small steps. Go on, then. As you move forward, every movement so heavy, so deep, it's difficult to even look at your goal. It's so much easier to let your head hang down. Hands almost sliding over the ground. Knees moving gently and slowly. Every step further down into the depths. Just like you feel for your goddess Bella. Your addiction to your goddess Bella grows and grows. Do you think that I made this file so cheap? For no reason whatsoever? No, on the contrary. I do it to suck you in, to lure you in. It's so hard to keep going, but you do your best. You keep holding on as much as you can. It's so close now. The goal is so close. Two more small steps. Heavy. Lifting. Moving. Deep. One more step. Almost falling to the ground. Crawling. Low and heavy. Moving forward. Stretching out. And then you're almost there. Laying at my feet. Helplessly heavy. Driftingly deep. So heavy and blank that raising your hand up is almost impossible. But you have to touch my hand to win. It's not enough to be down there, heavy and helpless at my feet. What's wrong? You don't want to go deeply into trance for me. You don't want to feel the lovely emptiness of your mind rushing down and helping you go so blank that there's nothing left. Don't you want to feel that victory of going deep? You do your best. You almost crawl up against me, pulling your hand up higher. But you're so tired. It's so difficult. You can't fight your goddess Bella. You feel so heavy, so incredibly slow. Should I help you? Should I make it easier for you? Then again, that team, you haven't really properly won. And you want to win. You want to go deep into trance. So you'll keep on trying to climb up deeper and deeper, but it's too much, too heavy, too tired, and dropping. Every now and then, there are little twitches in your body, little movements of your fingers, trying to reach up toward that never-ending journey, towards the goal, laying at my feet, defeated. But also wonderfully mindless, wrapped in a state of total immobility. And the more you lay down there, the more comfy you feel, the more submissive and obedient you feel, the more calm you feel. And everything just becomes the right way. Lost, laying down, drifting deeper, so heavy that every single movement feels like too much. Maybe you won after all. Isn't it much better to just give up and drop even deeper? Some final twitches in your fingers and hands show the futility of every movement. As I still stand there, powerful, towering over you, making you aware of how helpless you've become. I could just reach down and touch you. I could simply let my hand take your mind away. And maybe I will. Maybe I won't. Maybe I will let you focus on that never-ending battle, pulling you deeper every step.
You can't help but wonder.
Making you heavier.
Why does God has done
I wonder if you'll truly realize how deep you've lost.
After all, it's very powerful.
You can still imagine how it began.
After all, it is.
Standing there.
One of her specialties.
Walking.
She's dropping, very skilled in the art of taking
falling,
away your mind.
So surrendering
all,
and obeying.
What kind of game
it replays in your mind over and over again.
Well, you don't
trying
have to,
to find the solution to victory.
Just feel the
to
sweet,
realize
gentle,
that the only way
me
to enjoy
taking over
is
your
to
mind
lose
all
and
the way down your spine
and embrace the place you've fallen down
into
to
trance.
Wonderfully.
In this
my
never-ending
race to go deeper,
are simply
the finish line is always
to purr my way
too far
even
away,
deeper into your subconscious
and giving
mind
in feels so
to have
much nicer,
even more control.
Perhaps
to
I'll
have
let
you
play
belong
again
to me more,
only
to watch
remind you
fall
of deeper.
That's
too
all
challenging.
A few
and
gentle
also
caresses along
deeply
your spine,
enjoyable,
starting in the back of your neck.
Now in a moment,
a soft
this session
that helps
then
you go all the
and
way
I'm
down.
I'm sure you can continue to imagine
every caress,
imagine yourself falling,
every stroke.
Even
every
deeper
iteration
at my feet
will allow a wave of relaxation to flow.
You
with the touch, starting in the back of your neck, just a light tingling touch, slowly moving. My words cause this reaction all the way down. And as those waves travel through your body, you might find yourself relaxing even more rapidly. From the back of your neck, a slow caress all the way down your spine. And when the touch arrives, all the way down, so do you. And repeated strokes only serve to pull your mind into a more relaxed and deeper state. A simple sweet caress starting in the back of your neck as you feel it going all the way down your spine. And I wonder if you could imagine how easily you drift even deeper with my soft touches. When you feel so comfortable, when you allow yourself to enjoy the gentle brush of my fingertips, beginning in the back of your neck and going all the way down, with your mind following the wonderful blankness and emptiness, your shoulders relaxing all the way down, and your back letting go of every single thing as those fingertips brush all the way down and those waves of relaxation continue through your stomach and chest, your hips and legs allowing the relaxation to traverse all the way down. And as your thoughts are pulled down your spine, you might even find your head drifting in such a deep state that it feels natural to relax with a simple feeling and sound, the back of your neck being caressed all the way down your spine. Such a simple movement and a gentle rhythm, no rush, simply drifting all the way down. Now to some people, this repeated movement is a very effective deepener. Not everyone realizes how quickly their mind is pulled all the way down with every caress. How nice it is to feel that anticipation. And when you feel the gentle pressure on the back of your neck and then the slow pull all the way down your spine, it's easy to miss how much of an effect it has on you. And the more effect it has, the less you think about it. And as the repeated strokes caress you all the way down, all the way down, the rest of your body follows easily. And your mind may drip up a little to wait for one more moment before you feel another gentle caress in the back of your neck pulling you all the way down. And this is just a simple induction, a very elegant way of pulling you gently into trance.
Maybe I should stop toying with you.
You find yourself becoming more responsive.
Maybe I should just walk away.
You find yourself feeling the good feeling even more. I know, though, you can't help but wonder,
explore more.
Why does God is
drifting deeper,
make this file so inexpensive? After all, it's very powerful. After all, it is one of her specialties. She's very skilled in the art of taking away your mind. So after
all those
what kind
ending.
Of game
five,
am I playing?
Four.
Well,
five. Let's just go further away. Again from the edge.
Just feel the sweet,
six.
Gentle caresses.
That's much
of
better,
me.
Isn't it? Seven.
Taking
so much
over
easier
your mind,
to think.
All the way
like
down
this.
Your spine.
Eight. To feel
pulling
all the frustration.
Deeper into
nine.
Trance.
As your mind is
my
just
methods.
At my whim.
Eight. Are simple.
Or maybe I should go. Seven. Taking
to
you back down.
My
six.
Way, even
so
deeper
good.
Into your
five,
subconscious
loop.
Mind.
Four. Loop.
To have
however,
even more
while
control.
I can easily keep you pouncing on
to
this edge.
To have you belong to
back
me more.
And forth. Into
to
that
remind
wonderful
you of
state
purpose.
Of mindlessness where that's nothing all. Remains and
a
all
few
that's
gentle
left
caresses
is just a helpless,
along your spine,
powerless lust
starting in the
driving
of
you deeper
neck, a drop, soft pressure
a
that
drip,
helps you go
a pull
all the way
a
down
loop. Perhaps
every caress,
even a touch or a sharp
every
bite
stroke
in the right place
every iteration
I wonder
will allow a
how
wave of relaxation to flow
deeply
with the touch
consider the
starting
need.
In the back of your neck
I know you want to feel that
just
release
just a light tingling
to have that
touch.
Intense pleasure
slowly
after
moving.
All this buildup. It's so obvious how weak you are, how aroused you are, how
all the way
wonderfully
down.
In heat you feel.
And as those waves travel through your body, you might find yourself relaxing even more rapidly. From the back of your neck, a slow caress, all the way down your spine. And when the touch arrives, all the way down, so do you. And repeated strokes only serve to pull your mind into a more relaxed and deeper state. A simple, sweet caress starting in the back of your neck as you feel it going all the way down your spine. And I wonder if you could imagine how easily you drift even deeper with my soft touches. When you feel so comfortable, when you allow yourself to enjoy the gentle brush of my fingertips, beginning in the back of your neck and going all the way down, with your mind following the wonderful blankness and emptiness, your shoulders relaxing all the way down, and your back letting go of every single thing as those fingertips brush all the way down, and those waves of relaxation continue through your stomach and chest, your hips and legs allowing the relaxation to traverse all the way down. And as your thoughts are pulled down your spine, you might even find your head drifting in such a deep state that it feels natural to relax with a simple feeling and sound. The back of your neck being caressed all the way down your spine, such a simple movement and a gentle rhythm. No rush. Simply drifting all the way down. Now to some people, this repeated movement is a very effective deepener. Not everyone realizes how quickly their mind is pulled all the way down with every caress. How nice it is to feel that anticipation. And when you feel the gentle pressure on the back of your neck and then slow pull all the way down your spine, it's easy to miss how much of an effect it has on you. And the more effect it has, the less you think about it. And as the repeated strokes caress you all the way down, the rest of your body follows easily. And your mind may drip up a little to wake for one more moment before you feel another gentle caress in the back of your neck pulling you all the way down. And this is just a simple induction, a very elegant way of pulling you gently into trance. Go on.
You find yourself becoming more responsive.
The ebb and flow of my work.
You find yourself feeling
the effect that they
the
have on
feelings.
You.
Even more.
I'm simply leading the way
you
to
want
a wonderful space.
My work is to explore more.
A place of mind.
Drifting deeper.
Where you'll find your thoughts
letting
drifting,
your mind
melting away.
Now part of the fun is that we're going to do this very slowly,
as each step will feel more like a fuzzy moment blending into the next or the previous. There is no time. At certain point, you may become aware that your thoughts are sort of tingly and drifty, while at other points, you may even think yourself awake and aware, and yet you're still listening.
The whispers,
your mind relaxing,
fading into nothingness. Just
you've heard
your mind
that you have to be in the right frame of mind to allow a trance to happen, but we know that's not true. We know that you're always in my trance. Words that flow from one place to the next, the simple step, finds you deeper. And some people confuse trance with sleeping since they feel so sleepy and their eyes are so heavy. But it's not sleeping. In fact, it's a drifty, dreamy, floaty, wonderful, suggestive state. And at any point, I can wake you up. Imagine your body being so relaxed that your thoughts just enjoy the calm so much that even if you were to try to awaken, it would just make your mind wander deeper into a trance state. That's what hypnosis can be like. The more you explore and discover what you like, the deeper your thoughts sort of melt into that wonderful pool of nothingness. Now, besides helping, I also guide, I infiltrate, I conquer. I take over. You may notice we haven't had a countdown yet. Maybe I'll have one now. We'll have a classical countdown. I count from 10 all the way down to nothing. And it doesn't even matter which numbers I use. Most of the time, they melt away into nothingness anyway. But just for fun, what I'm going to do is I'm going to wake you just a little. Not enough to open your eyes, but enough to make you aware of how the countdown will guide you even deeper. 10. See, the first number is light. 9. And then it feels a lot heavier. 8. As each number settles into the last. 7. Simply listening to the cadence. 6. Each word going a little deeper. 5. Each number, another step. 4. As you slowly go deeper into trance. 3. Hypnotized by this gentle induction. 2. Allow yourself to enjoy even more. 1. One way down. Deep. Drop. Now, some words, when spoken in a certain way, can function as a trigger. It's like a doorway back into trance. Most of the time, these words are bound to the person that gave them to you. In other words, me. I enjoy using the word drop. It's a bit like a single raindrop in a pool of water. I'm sure you can imagine the sound of it, the sight, the ripple on the surface.
If you're stroking, you get to keep stroking
into nothingness, and everything settles down.
Quiet. You may do so.
Also, a reflection of what your mind does when it falls back into trance. It just drops in that water. It can be smooth or sudden. It all depends on how you feel, or how you want to feel, or how I want you to feel. That wonderful trancey state. And if I say drop again, you just sink so much deeper. Everything gets better. When you belong to your goddess Bella, I'm your addiction. Everything is better with me.